Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and let's just get right into it. I mean, the story of the week for the Phillies is really what has transpired in Miami since they've been there. You know, on Monday night, first of all, they go out and win the game on Monday night, but on Monday night, Rob Thompson pulls Nick Castellanos out of a game. Nick Castellanos obviously plays right field and starts every single game and has dating back to 2023. He was Mr. 162 a year ago. Nick Castellanos goes out there to start in right field, and late in the game, after he hits, Rob Thompson pulls him for defense. He moved Kepler to right, Rojas to center, Marsh to left. He went with the all defense outfield, if you will. And this is a move, by the way, just I wish he would do more of. Like, they never, the Phillies never had an issue back, you know, in like 06, 07, 08. Charlie Manuel would always pull Pat Burrell out of left field for defensive purposes. And Eric Bruntlett was in left when the Phillies won the World Series. Like, that was always his go-to move, that he always had a guy go in for him. Usually Eric Bruntlett, sometimes it would be, you know, Greg Dobbs, whoever. But you get the idea, getting a guy who was strictly there for his offense, not a good defender, out of the game, because late in the game, what you really want is better defense. And so I wish Rob Thompson would do this more. I think there have been plenty of games this season. Like, I don't know why he doesn't do it with Bohm. Like, take Bohm out and put in Sosa. Get a better guy over at third base. So I have oftentimes wondered about that. I am pro making moves like that. Again, not in every situation, but Bohm hits, if you're up by a couple of runs and Bohm hits in the seventh or Bohm hits in the eighth and you got 3 to 6 outs to go get, like, go put him in. Go put Sosa in. Go get that defensive replacement in and do everything you can to win the game, because the defense is going to be more valuable in the offense at that point. So he does this with Castellanos. Not something he has really done much of in the past, but he does so in Miami, right? And also should be noted here that Castellanos is from Miami, probably had a lot of family and friends at the game. He apparently didn't like it too much. Castellanos comes out of the game. Now, we don't know exactly what transpired in the dugout on Monday night. This is really all we heard from it. But, you know, nothing happens. Game goes on as normal. Tuesday's lineup comes out, and Cassie's not in the lineup. Like, for the first time since September of 2023, we now have Nick Castellanos not playing in a game, not starting in a game because of behavioral issues. When Rob Thompson was asked about it pregame, he said it was because he said something that was inappropriate, crossed the line, whatever the case might be. But he said something that he didn't like, and he went home. He slept on it, apparently talked to Mike Calitri, some of the other guys in the dugout about it, and said, we can't let him start on Tuesday. This is a disciplinary thing. Whatever Nick Castellanos did or how he did it, whatever he said or how he said it, or in front of who he said it, was an issue in Rob Thompson's estimation. He was cordial about it, but he did make it public. He didn't BS and say it was an injury. He didn't start him in right field because of this. So now here we are, and this is a thing. And Nick Castellanos gets asked about it pregame. And the direct quote was, so he was asked whether or not he, you know, in his estimation, what happened? Why are you not playing? And he said that he said something to Rob Thompson about it after he came out of the game. Very important to note, he said, Rob thought I crossed the line, and so that's why I'm not playing. And when then asked a follow-up question, well, you pride yourself on playing every day, how do you feel about this? He said, he's the manager, it's his decision. Not a ton of remorse there. So I have a number of takeaways on all of this. Couple things is that, listen, you, for Castellanos, I'm speculating here, purely speculation. I'm getting the sense that Nick Castellanos probably said something very inappropriate and did so in front of the dugout. I'm picturing Nick Castellanos coming out of that game. Again, this was Monday night's ball game for defensive reasons. And saying, like, this is, you know, you're putting Rojas in over me, like a Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris over me situation. Got his feelings hurt and was not thrilled with the fact that Thompson pulled him. Now, also important to note, and this was, you know, mentioned on the broadcast by Scott Fransky, and I've heard this sentiment shared a number of times before, which is that when Rob, you know, when a manager, Rob Thompson specifically, does this kind of thing, he almost never, literally never, does so without in some way, shape, or form informing the player ahead of time. He never does things like this blindsided, which means that at some point, now it could have been the day before, it could have been the week before, it could have been a month before, in response to Nick Castellanos' defense, which has been severely declining, Ty Daubert, who I have on my WIP shows frequently, great follow on Twitter, great read on Phillies Nation, beat writer for the team, had a great story the other day about how Nick Castellanos' defense in right field is, you know, has been bad and has gotten worse in the year 2025. So there's no, statistically, from, you know, an argument standpoint, the Castellanos may not think so, but his metrics show poor defense. He's in there for his bat. And at some point, you know, this is not something we saw him do in previous years, but again, maybe the defense got worse and has now crossed the threshold of, it's now bad enough in Rob Thompson's opinion that he wants to pull him out of games because, you know, he wants to get better defense in there. He wanted to protect the lead and go win a ball game. They did. Now, there were no, like, big plays in the outfield, but whatever. They won the game. And so it is, I think, fair to assume that at some point, Rob Thompson had to sit down with Nick Castellanos and said, listen, man, like, you know, your defense has taken a step back. It's on the decline. The next time we're in a close game, I may, you know, just as a heads up, I may pull you out for defense. We have other players on this roster who are not the overall player you are, not the overall hitter you are, certainly, but it could play a better right field or a better center. You know, you're upgrading multiple positions, right? If Kepler goes from left to right, it's a whole, he had Marsh in center, Kepler in left, Castellanos in right. It's like musical chairs. You got Kepler going from left to right, because he's a better right fielder. He's your next best guy. Or like the next best arm. So he goes to right field, Marsh goes to left field, and then Rojas is your best guy. He should just play center field. Like, and that's how it works. Like, that is your best defensive alignment you could have. And so Castellanos, in theory, should have known this was coming. Right, Nick Castellanos should not have been blindsided by this decision. Even though it was new, you have to imagine that conversation happened in Rob Thompson's office at some point, you know, along the way here. And for Castellanos to respond this way, and again, we do not know exactly what he said. Seems like it's pretty tight-lipped. Seems like, you know, Rob didn't want to say anything beyond he made an inappropriate comment. So therefore here we are, you know, at whatever, here we are at in the present moment saying, all right, he said something that pissed Rob Thompson off. Rob Thompson's a pretty level-headed guy. Rob Thompson is usually not one to respond this way. We know, at least in my opinion, in my estimation, seems like Nick Castellanos is a bit of a sulky kind of guy, weirdo, when he gets moved down to the lineup, when he doesn't play. That's why he plays 162. But here we are to a point where his defense got bad enough that, again, Rob Thompson felt like it was worth taking him out, and he's not cool with it. And the worst-case scenario that you really hope didn't happen, and I have a sense that maybe it did, is that Castellanos was not cordial about the whole thing. You know, he goes in the dugout, flips over a Gatorade bucket, or just yells at Thompson, "You're putting that guy in over me?" Like I said earlier with the Jimmy Butler analogy, like, "You're putting Rojas over me? Like, F out of here." And that would not be okay. That's not the way to go about it in no walk of life. And I understand these guys are multimillionaire athletes, and in some senses they play by their own rules, and it's apples and oranges when comparing, you know, what we do in our everyday jobs and what they do on a ball field or in a clubhouse. But you can't show up the guy who puts together the lineup like that every day. You can't do that kind of thing. It's not appropriate. It's not the way to go about it. What kind of message does it send to the other guys in the clubhouse? Like, think about it from this perspective, because there's a lot of people coming to Castellanos' defense. If Nick Castellanos, let's say, let's go with that scenario for a second. If Castellanos comes off the field and says to, you know, says to Rob Thompson, "Screw you, I should be in that game," and all of the other players in the dugout see that, and Rob Thompson plays them the next day, what kind of message are you sending that that type of behavior is tolerated? And what, like, why is it tolerated? Why is that type of thing okay? Why, like, he acted unprofessional, he's showing up the manager. So this is Rob Thompson, who, if you couldn't tell, I like this decision. I like the move to sit Castellanos down. It seemed like a one-day thing. This should not be, if him, you know, sitting out on whatever, June 17th, in a game in Miami, and I get he's from South Florida, but if him sitting out of a game on June 17th derails his focus and derails his, you know, his mindset, or derails his drive or his ability to be the best version of Nick Castellanos, then that's ridiculous, right? Then he's just a temper tantrum baby who can't deal with any type of consequences ever because he's been acting like this entitled, spoiled kid every time he's been in the major leagues. Like, he's a grown man. He's a grown Major League Baseball player who got sat down because he did something inappropriate. And see, it seems like it takes a lot to cross Rob Thompson's line. He went home, he thought about it. Seems like it takes a lot to get under that guy's skin. He's a pretty level-headed individual, seems to really understand the human aspect of it as well, which is so much of managing a big league team, is managing the real life human emotions of everything. And it's just flat out unacceptable that he would go about his business and say, you know, and try and show Thompson up. So anyway, that's where we are. I'm pro Thompson on all of this. I think players generally today, and I get it's different than some people, you know, call into the station and are like, "Oh, could you imagine if Dallas Green, you know, handled guys like this?" It's not the same clubhouse culture as it used to be. It's just never, we're never going to get that again, right? There were things player empowerment, they didn't make as much money, agents, like, there's too much player power today for that type of stuff to be allowed. But this was kind of like Rob Thompson really being like, "All right, you really crossed, there's a line for everything," and Castellanos crossed it. And Rob Thompson, who is a pro player guy, pro, you know, keeping the, you know, the tempo up, and pro, you know, it seems like a laid-back country club type of atmosphere back there. This was him being like, "But you can't get away with everything. And I don't care if you're Nick Castellanos. I don't care who you are. I don't care where we're playing. That's how this need, you know, this is how things like this are going to get addressed." So All in all, kind of proud of Rob Thompson for holding his ground, having some backbone. We'll see how Castellanos responds, obviously. We'll see how the team responds. You know, we don't know what the long-term residual effects of this are going to be. And the real test, one more thing. The real test in all of this will not be that he did it or how even Castellanos responds. It will be a week from now. You know, a week from now when, or this weekend when the Phillies are playing the Mets. If they're up 3-2 in the eighth and Castellanos strikes out to end, or they're up 3-2 and, you know, he strikes out to end the top of the eighth. Or end the bottom of the seventh or the bottom of the eighth. Let's say he strikes out to end the bottom of the seventh. Phillies up 3-2 or 4-2 against the Mets. I'll even make it 4-2, so they have a little bit more of a cushion, less likely chance that they're going to want his offense coming back around. And Rob Thompson makes this, like, will he make that same switch? Or is he going to send the message to the rest of his ball club that all you have to do is throw a little temper tantrum and, you know, I'll be afraid of you. You know, that is really what, really where the test will come. Because if he's able to hold his ground and make this the new norm, like I'm pulling Cassidy for defense the way that Burl used to get pulled for defense, like that's where this test will be. If he doesn't do it, then Castellanos might have lost the battle, but will be winning the war. And that's when other players in the team, that's when you start to lose a clubhouse. That's when you start to lower clubhouse morale because the guys in the clubhouse start losing a bit of respect for the head boss. And that's really where I think that's where the next test will be. So I'm intrigued when Castellanos gets back in the game. Maybe not even so much against the Marlins. Give me a high-level primetime game, Sunday Night Baseball, or, you know, the Saturday Fox broadcast, or they're on national TV three times this weekend. Apple TV, Fox, Sunday Night Baseball. Give me one of those games where this happens and they're all talking about it on a national scale, and give me Rob doing it again. And they'll have a million cameras, you know, really laser focused on Castellanos. And let's see how he responds then. Because if Rob Thompson can hold his ground then that makes it easier for him to do it down the stretch of the season, in a playoff game, whatever. Because I think Rob Thompson, what he's shown us this season, he is willing to be a more uber-aggressive manager. Moves like this, the way he manages his bullpen. I think we've seen a little bit more aggression, you know, more two-player moves. I think we've seen a little bit more aggression from the Philly skipper than we have in, I'll say, prior years. I think this is a guy who knows that, you know, maybe not, in a sense, he's managing for his job. If they were to miss the playoffs, I don't think his job would be safe, but he knows that he's, you know, there's an extra level of urgency, both in that organization and the outside temperature of the city, that there is an impatience with this team right now. When they went to the World Series in 22, they were the darlings of the city. When they lost the NLCS in 23, it was the first time anyone really got mad at them, right? When they lost in 24 to the Mets, now everyone's pissed, and here we are in 25, and people have really turned on how they, you know, support the baseball team because they seem to be moving backwards, not forwards. And unlike the 07-11 run, this team doesn't have a World Series in their back pocket to rest on. So that's kind of my thoughts on all of this. I think it's a really, really interesting situation that we as Phillies fans should continue to monitor throughout the course of the rest of the season. But I would imagine they're going to find themselves in a close game. Hopefully they have a lead. Hopefully they win at least one, if not, I mean, hopefully at least two, really, games against the Mets this weekend. And I really hope that one of them's close and Castellanos makes an out to end the inning. And let's see what he does for defense, because I think that'll be extremely interesting to see how he manages that. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Thank you, as always, so much for tuning in. You can always check back here, the Phillies. You can always follow me on Twitter at Dan_Wilson4. I tweet during all the games. I'm your guy if you want to know what the Phillies magic number is or just my thoughts at any point during the week. You can always check back here for more episodes with Francisco Rojas, Justin Morgenstein. And yeah, always be sure to come back here for more Phillies Today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.